Hello and welcome to this week's Journey of the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo over on Real Liberty Media, RLM Radio, simulcasting at the Discord Suspect Sky chat. Hello, Gigi's Boo. How you doing?
Hi. I'm fine. How's everybody?
I expect everybody's doing all right. I see these people over here at the RLM chat.
I see a lot of people. I haven't hollered at a bunch of them, so.
Yeah.
Good to see everybody.
Yeah, they're over here hanging out at the Real Liberty Media chat room. And by the way, today is the end of the month. February 28th. It's the last day in February. You can throw some money at Real Liberty Media at Grimnir. It's this 13-year-old platform that has been going strong all this time and keeps getting better.
Sure does.
Yeah. Any contributions are certainly appreciated over at RLM. And we look forward to RLM being here for the next 13 years. How about that, Gigi's Boo?
Yeah, we had a good time. And, you know, I looked to the side and some of the earliest members that we hang out with mm-hmm. are still here.
Yeah.
So that tells you this is a great place to be.
Yeah, that's usually where that's the proof in the pudding, I think they say. And absolutely, they're doing good. All right. So, top 10 countdown from 1948 this week, Gigi's Boo. So we're going to start out with a number 10 song. I'm sure everybody's heard of this. The artist is Art Mooney. Who might that be and what might that song be? Looking over. Hey, Gigi's Boo, have you ever found a four-leaf clover?
Oh, yeah. I have real good luck with them.
Do you?
I found seven in about 2 days one day out cool. in the yard.
Nice. Very nice. Well, what about the news from 1948? Let's run down the news here real fast. Mahatma Gandhi was assassinated in New Delhi by a Hindu militant on January 30th. The communists seized power in Czechoslovakia, blah, 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 February 23rd through the 25th, which was when the Cold War started heating up. Nation of Israel was proclaimed by British ended mandate at midnight on May May 14th, Berlin airlift began. June 21st, Stalin and Tito had a breakup. They had a falling out, Gigi's boo.
Well, bless.
I think that was Yugoslavia at the time. And let's see, Truman ended racial segregation in the U.S. military in 1948, and our good pal and friendly person, Bill Gates' father associate, Margaret Sanger, founded the International Planned Parenthood Federation. Who won the World Series, Gigi's boo, in 1948?
I did know that, but I don't. Right now, I don't.
This is a biggie.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't know that when I was reading up on this.
Yeah. That's,
was it Cleveland?
Yeah, the second time in their history and the last time since they won the World Series by defeating...
I was thinking it was. I wasn't for sure.
By defeating the Boston Braves. And I wonder who in the chat room will know who won the Stanley Cup in 1948.
Lord, honey, I don't know.
I think if you remember who won it last year, 1947... You'll remember that it was Toronto defeated Detroit in 1948 for the Stanley Cup. And last but not least in the sports roundup, the Kentucky Derby champion, who was also the Triple Crown winner. Who was that?
Citation.
Yeah, you got it, Gigi's boo. Very good. Outstanding. That's pretty much what's happening. And movie, well, let's jump to this. Some of the movies that came out in 48, The Treasure of Sierra Madre. You remember who played in that?
Mm-mm.
Humphrey Bogart, I think. Unless I'm confusing that with someone. Let's see. The Snake Pit. I don't know what
that is. That's a good movie.
Is it really?
It's wonderful. It's based on a woman who is Vivian Leigh. She plays a part.
Mm-hmm.
And she becomes mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
And her husband has to put her in the... mental hospital. They called them asylums back then.
Mm-hmm.
And they did some shock therapy and some stuff like that. And all of a sudden, she got better. I was fascinated with that story because that's my forte.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that movie came out in 1948.
Yeah, we had to watch it in nursing school.
Mm-hmm.
We had to watch that. And also, what was that one? Sybil. And the story of Three Faces of Eve,
mm-hmm.
split personalities and stuff like that. But
neither of which came out in 1948.
No, but I just added that in there. So just...
Yeah, and some of the books from 1948. Who's familiar with Ezra Pound? Anybody who studies the Federal Reserve or the Rockefeller medical system probably should be familiar with Ezra Pound. He wrote The Pisan Cantos in 1948, or at least it was published then. Gore Vidal published The City and the Pillar. And in science, the Big Bang Theory was put forth in 1948 by George A. Gamow, I think that's pronounced. So, the Big Bang. And quantum came about then, 1948. Richard Feynman and Julian Swinger developed the quantum electrodynamics theory. So all this good stuff happened in 1948, and I bet most people wouldn't even have thought about that.
Isn't that the year that Babe Ruth died, too?
It doesn't come up on my list, so I don't know.
I think it is. I think Babe Ruth died in 1948.
Yeah. Now we're going to skip the number 9 song because it is the same as the number 5 song. So we'll go on to number 8. And this song is number 8 is has an interesting background.
Can't help it.
It was Al Trace did this song, and several of the versions were charted in 1948, and maybe one was in 1947, but they're not sure. Actually, I don't know why they wouldn't be sure about that. But it's called "You Call Everybody Darlene." Do you do that, Gigi's boo? I don't think so.
No.
Darling, oh darling, you everybody darling.
You call everybody darling, and everybody calls you darling too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You call everybody darling.
You're so fickle.
And everybody calls you darling too.
You'll be sorry.
You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you.
If you call everybody darling,
you'll find out.
Then love won't come a-knocking at your door.
No more.
And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
Call everybody darling. Oh no, how can you do that, Gigi's Boo?
I don't do it.
I know you don't. Did you know that NASCAR was incorporated on the 21st of February of 1948?
Nope.
Yeah, I think your uncle, I believe, has some association with that, doesn't he?
Oh yes, big time.
Yeah. Let's see. What
else? We have some kin people that said, I don't see how you can sit and watch a car go round and round a track and get anything out of it. And I said, I don't see how you can take a stick and hit a little ball all over the place either.
You know, obviously a golfer.
Yeah, he's a golfer.
Yeah, you know, I used to hunt golfs. And the only thing I ever found was the little white eggs in the holes. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that. Yeah, let's see. The World Health Organization was established by the United Nations on the 7th of April. That's probably appropriate to today's hoorah. And Igor Stravinsky conducted the premiere of his American ballet, Orpheus, in New York City at the New York City Center on 28 April. And the dog.
I hear Miss Sadie.
Yeah, she's barking. The day after my birthday, the 3rd of May, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that in Shelley versus Kramer that covenants prohibiting the sale of real estate to blacks and other minorities are legally unenforceable. So what do you know about that? We take these things for granted today, but 1948 wasn't really all that long ago. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What else have we got here? Civil Air Patrol was created on 26 May 1948 as an auxiliary of the United States Air Force. What's next on number 7 Oh, no, here we go again. There must have been a lot of cheating people back in 1948 because Little White Lies by Dick Haymes is up next.
The moon was all aglow and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears.
Little White Lies, Dick Haymes, and the number 7 hit from 1948. Interesting that, let's see, it was done by a whole lot of people did that song. Starting back in 1930, it was first recorded in July 1930 by Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians with a vocal by Claire Hanlon and the Waring Girls. The version you just heard was recorded on the 3rd of November, 1947, released by Decca, and reached the Billboard magazine charts April 2nd, 1948, lasted 23 weeks, peaking at number 3. Now, what do you think about that song, Gigi's Boo? I think Gigi's Boo might be muted. Hello, operator.
Thank you for reminding me. I said I really enjoyed that. I think the music is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like the way it was presented. He had a very smooth voice.
Yeah, he did. Don't you think the tempo was a little slower than some of the later remakes of that? Yeah, I thought it was too. Yeah. Okay, so what are we looking at? Yeah, we're right on schedule here. We're about to go to number 6. See, I have these things numbered in two different ways, and I won't get into why. I confuse myself sometimes. Boo, boo, boo. Yeah, you know. Let's go right on into number 6. You Can't Be True, Dear. See? They're doing it again. What is going on with all these songs? Well, it must have been troubled days in 1948.
You can't be true, dear. There's nothing more to say. I trusted you, dear, hoping we'd find a way. Your kisses tell me that you and I are through, but I'll keep loving you, although you can't be true.
Ken Griffith and Jerry Wayne. What was up with that, Gigi? What was going on during that period of time? All these.
Good Lord, I don't know. I'm telling the truth.
All these sad.
Most all of them sad.
Yeah, all these sad sack songs from 1948. Did you know that? You might have. You might think. You might recognize this fact. Maybe it's the best way to say this. By the music, when you hear that was originally written as a German language song. Now, if you think about the music, it had a little bit of a oom-pa-pa quality to it, didn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah, composer Hans Otten and lyricist Gerhard Ebeler wrote that song, Du kannst nicht treu sein. Or, you can't be true, basically is what that says. Yeah, it was released by Rondo Records. Reached Billboard's magazine's bestseller chart April 2nd, 1948. It was number one for 7 weeks. Good grief.
Good grief.
I know. What was going on? I mean, you know, it was after the war, and a lot of people came home, and they say that's about 3 years, and I don't know, maybe a lot of fiery relationships went south. Maybe. I don't know. It's just odd to me that these very somewhat depressing songs have charted in 1948.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, let's see what if we can do a little bit better. The number five song, My Happiness, was the one that was also number nine. And the Pied Pipers did it in 1948 and made it to number nine on the chart. Jean and Sandra Steele are the number five winners, My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. by since we shared our dreams. But I hold you again. There'll be no blue memories there, where the skies are gray or blue. Any place on earth.
A little bit better, wasn't it, Gigi Spoo?
I think so. I think that was pretty.
Yeah, John and Sandra Steele, My Happiness, number 5 in 48. So what do you know about that song? Anything? I know I've heard it a lot.
I've heard it before, too, but I can't exactly tell you where.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot. It became a hit in May 1948. And they had rival versions by the Pied Pipers. I'll tell you what, the Pied Pipers were competitive back in the day. Ella Fitzgerald actually did an a cappella version of that in June. And trying to see, it charted number 20, let's see, with the number 24 peak in July, version by John. It's when lots of different people did this song, so it could be why you're hearing. Oh, now, you know, Connie Francis did a version of this. That might be the one that we're thinking about. And that was in 1958. So that might be... Well, you know, Presley did it. Elvis Presley did that song.
It's a song that everybody just wanted to sing.
Yeah, seems so. Fats Domino did it. Andy Williams did it. The Andrews Sisters. Slim Whitman even did it. So it's kind of interesting. An interesting song from those days. So, get this out of the way. What's going on in the chat room? What's going on? I don't see anything. Okay. All right, well, then we'll just move on to number 4. Now, this one, interesting title, A Tree in the Meadow by Margaret Whiting.
The stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eye, the day till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me by the tree in the meadow. My thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. That tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. Wasn't it?
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Did that make you think of anything in particular, that song at all? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I ain't telling.
Okay. Yeah. The biggest hit version of this song was recorded by Margaret Whiting with Frank Duvall Orchestra, with the one you just heard. Actually, Whiting was tricked to singing along with a recording from Europe and not being told that she was being recorded. And that was due to a musician strike at the time. Other versions were recorded by Monica Lewis and the Ames Brothers with the Mary Osborne Trio, John Lawrence, as well as Joe Loss and his orchestra. This version was recorded on May 25th, 1948, released by Capitol, reached the Billboard charts on 9 July 1948. That's pretty quick, 2 months. Lasted 23 weeks on the chart, peaking at number one. So that was popular. I'm trying to wrap my head around the mix of music from 1948 and understand what might be going on. Don't know.
I don't know,
Gigi Pooh. Well, this next one, a voice that needs no introduction.
Now is the hour when we must say
Replayed it. Yeah, you got it. Bing Crosby. Now is the hour. Interesting story behind that song. It became known in 1913, the tune anyway, when it was published by W.H. Paling, as a piano variation piece in Australia called Swiss Cradle Song and credited to Clement Scott. Interesting. Some sources say that after a tour of New Zealand, the British music critic and travel writer Clement Scott wrote the tune to the Swiss Cradle Song. However, the family of an Australian, Albert Saunders, has long claimed that the Clement Scott who wrote the tune is a pseudonym for Saunders. In any event, the piece consisted of 8 variations to the main 16-bar theme. He sold 130,000 copies of Swiss Cradle Song. Australian composer Clarence Elkin also claimed to be the writer. So there are a lot of people making claims on that song early on. And it was variously associated with the Maori song in 1915 and renamed as Po Atarau, I guess it is, and used as a farewell to Maori soldiers going to the First World War. So it has a long history, Gigi's Boo. And just this one particular version, made the top songs of 1948. So interesting how music sometimes has a life of its own. So, you know, you're familiar with Cole Porter, right, Gigi's Boo? Cole Porter? Are you there? Hello, Gigi's Boo. Maybe not. Okay.
I'm here, Gabby.
Well, I've been asking you if you're familiar with Cole Porter.
No, they're saying my mic's hot, so I was wondering.
You weren't muted. That's all I was saying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The Cole Porter. Cole Porter. Broadway theater, Broadway musical, Kiss Me, Kate. Have you ever heard of that one?
I think I have, yes.
Yeah, opened at the New Century Theater and became the first show to win the Best Musical Tony Award on 30th of December, 1948. They did 1,077 performances that year. Wow, that's a lot. So kind of like you call it a Broadway show, I guess, because it was a Broadway musical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting stuff then. Okay, you know, we got 20 minutes left and we're running out of music. Let's tell you, let's go on then. Maybe this song's a little more upbeat, a kind of a silly song. And it's by Peggy Lee. And you can probably figure out the name of it.
Faucet, she is dripping and the fence, she's fallen down. My pocket needs some money so I can go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car, she needs a motor so I can go anywhere.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
My mother's always working, she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy, and maybe she is right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is good enough for me.
Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. But he said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know.
Mañana, mañana.
My brother took a suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burned the house down, the chili was too hot.
Mañana, mañana, mañana is enough for me.
The window sheet is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day.
Mañana, mañana, mañana.
Mañana is soon enough for me. That's Peggy Lee Grimnir. Peggy Lee singing that song. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I can see the people in the chat rooms, both over on Discord and RLM, forming a conga line and dancing all around Grimnir's house. What do you think about that, Grimnir? That would be worth recording. That would be a good one. Yeah, so Gigi's Boo, I think you've probably heard that song before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have.
Yeah. And a lot of people sing. Well, interesting. There isn't a ton of information on that song. I was kind of surprised. Peggy Lee actually wrote that along with Dave Barber, and it was published in 1947 and was originally recorded November 25th with Dave Barber's orchestra. But it became her biggest hit for the weekend in January 23rd, 1948. The single entered the bestsellers chart where it spent 21 weeks, 9 of those at number 1.
Wow.
Yeah. It says the theme of this humorous song is the singer wanting to pull off urgent tasks until the next day. Obviously. Man, you know, what you can't do today, do tomorrow, right? Typically performed with stereotypical Hispanic accents and with a Latin flavor to the backup band. Yeah, I think we kind of heard that. Yeah, let's see. Different people, different covers done. Dean Martin did a cover of that in 1962. In popular culture, Jack Kerouac, I'm not sure how you say that. Kerouac, novel On the Road. The narrator, Sal Paradise, describes the shack where his Mexican girlfriend's family lives and quotes some of the lyrics from that song. In a Seinfeld episode, The Blood, Kramer and Newman listen to jazz organist Jackie Davis play that song while making sausages in Jerry's apartment. Yeah. All right. So much for number two. I can see why that made it to number two, actually, after listening to the previous 7 and how most of them, except for A Tree in the Meadow, was kind of cool. But the rest of them are, well, actually kind of depressing, weren't they, Gigi's Boo?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, everybody crying in her beer in 1948. Yeah. Don't know what to make of that.
I neither.
So, any other thoughts from you, Gigi's Boo, before we go off?
No.
What?
Well, I think that's a very good song. I think it was really cute. It was a cute song. had a good rhythm to it that you could dance to real easy. And I can see why people liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too. And you know, like I say, you kind of get that conga line thing going and dance all around the neighborhood. And I wonder if that happened. I bet it did.
Of course it did.
It probably did. Okay, we're going to go off the board as we usually do before we do the number one song. And it actually just skipped up a little bit to number 11, which we thought was a pretty cool song. By Doris Day, It's Magic.
You sigh, the sun begins. You speak, and I hear violins. It's magic. Desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charm, fantastic things begin. When I am in your arms, when we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know is my love for you. It's
Gigi's Booth.
Another beautiful song that doesn't have to be digitally mastered. That's already there.
That's right.
That voice. Mm.
Doris Day. I think many people from Eric Doris Day, she was around for a long time.
Well, yeah.
Wasn't she? Yeah, let's see. What's the write-up on that one? Number 11, It's Magic, Doris Day. It was written by Jules Stein, lyrics by Sammy Kahn. So those names are familiar from those days. It was actually written for her Warner Brothers film debut, Romance on the High Seas. It was retitled It's Magic in the UK after the song. In the autumn of 1948, Vic Damone, Tony Martin, Dick Haynes, Gordon McRae, and Sarah Vaughan all charted on Billboard with versions of that same song. Actually received an Academy Award nomination for the best song, but in March 1949, lost to Buttons and Bows by Livingston and Evans. I'm sure you know that song. We'll probably get to it next week, right?
Yeah.
In 1952, Doris Day made the song her the theme of her Hollywood radio series, The Doris Day Show. So that probably reason why many of us have heard that quite often. You know, one of the other things interesting coming out of 1948, you know, back in those days, they were like comic books, but they were like collections of short stories and novelettes and things like that.
Yeah.
There was one particular one. It's titled Weird Tales. So Weird Tales was a very popular reader back in 1948. And, you know, some of the titles from some of the stories, let's see, The Frightened Engineer, The Lorenzo Watch, let's see, The Coming of M. Ackerhaus, Ghost Hunt. So all these, you know, what you wonder, if, you know, why don't people do things like this anymore? Why
I ain't messing with those books.
No, I'm talking about little magazines like this.
Oh,
no,
well, no. There people are too wrapped up in the internet and Twitter and all that, you know.
Well, you know, that's just the way things are nowadays. Well, Jesus Boo, we got about, let me see here, got about 3-4 minutes. So what do you want to talk about? Grimner says Doris Day was a cutie. Yeah, I think you're right, Grimner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was. I think as a society, we have lost so many things, like the little novelettes and the little short stories and things, and families sitting around the table having a meal. You hardly ever see anybody sit at a table anymore. Families being families. I think we were the last generation that played outside, because we were all over the neighborhood. Everybody's mama was our mama. If our mama was working, there was another mama come running if we hollered. We played, and it was okay, even if the street light came on, if you went and hollered and told your parents, we're playing a game, we'll be in. It was, you know, it was like summertime. We'll be in later. And usually everybody would stay out till about 10. Then everybody would say good night, see you in the morning. And that's what we did. I think the companionship of other people being friends, true friends, has went down the wayside. And it's very sad to me. Drugs have taken over and ruined people's lives. And it has become a bigger draw than anything. You can't get them off of it. Clean them up, straighten them up. They'll stay okay for a little bit. And then, bam, they're back, laying the ditches, everything. We had a man that froze to death here that was missing. He froze during the real extreme cold weather we had. Nobody thought to put out a missing person report. His family must have not cared anything about him. And I thought to myself, that is awful.
Now, here's another one. We were dancing the conga a little while ago. So let's see how good we are at maybe I'm not sure what you do to this. Maybe a Charleston? Pee-wee Hunt, the 12th Street Rag, takes us on out. Thanks for joining us this week on Top 10 Countdown. Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. Look forward to seeing you again next time on RLM and Discord. Take care and have a good night. Say bye, Gigi's Boo.